Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Now, we'll admit some of y'all are hard-headed sheep. Many of y'all are hard-headed sheep, but I do it with joy. Why? Because I love you. And that's what the word literally means, how he handles the flock of God. No greater position in caring for a man's soul, and we're to do it with joy. Not with grief. In other words, not with sorrow or groaning. Oh, no, I got to get in front of the people again today. But we're to do it with joy. Because of the position God has placed us, and at the same time, because the honor, the respect, and we're going to look at that, in which you hold this position in high esteem and respect. Matter of fact, that's why, again, I know this goes over radio and I got some things. That's why when I get in the pulpit, that's why I'm in a suit and a tie. I believe this is a place of respect and of dignity. I know a lot of people aren't doing that anymore. You know, some of these churches, they're in Hawaiian shirts and shorts, you know, flip-flops and sandals. Okay, I think there's there should be respect when you come into the house of God. Wear the best you have. If we were going to go see President Biden, that may be a poor thing, but you understand. Let me give you a true one. We went and saw President Moi in Kenya when we were missionaries in Kenya. I have pictures. When we prayed with him, the president of Kenya had met with him a half hour, 45 minutes. Long story, I won't get into that. But do you know what we wore? I have pictures of it in my office and at home. We wore the very best. When we went to see the president of Kenya, if we did that for the president of Kenya, how should we dress when we get into the creator of the universe, into his presence in a worship service? Yeah. At least for pastors. I ain't picking anybody else. And of course, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. What's good for the goose or the gander? I don't know which way that one would go, but you get the picture. When we come to God's house, they used to say, "Don't your Sunday best." How many of y'all people remember that? Your Sunday best. We've gotten away from that now. Come as you are. Well, that's true for sinners. Come as you are. Just as I am without one plea. Come as you are. God will take you just as you are. But after he does something for you, you ought to be changed, a different person. That's a whole other message, but you get it. I'm just saying there's a position of respect when you get in this pulpit, okay? Even from Canterbury. And we're to do it with joy, not with grief. And then that last phrase, for that is unprofitable for you. If I hold this position in grief and I dread it, and it's a drudgery, gloom, despair, and agony on me, whoa, deep dark depression, you got the point. It reflects, our attitude here reflects it in the congregation. You heard the way it begins at the top. So if I'm in this pulpit moaning the blues, eventually it goes down to the pew. That's why he said, do it with joy and not with grief. For this, that grief is unprofitable for you. It's not good for you or for the church. Now, quickly, I got 3-4 minutes. I wanted to share something with you. Now, that's for the church. I mean, the pastor. We're to preach the word of God. We're to watch for your souls and do it with joy. Okay, what about the church? What is their responsibility to the pastor? 4 things. I'm going to hit it and run because I don't have time to dissect this. Number one, you ought to pray for your pastor. Amen, preacher. Preachers are under attack. And I'm not going, that's a whole sermon there, but I ain't got time. We are losing, churches are losing pastors by the train load. Churches are without pastors all over because men either have disqualified themselves for some immorality or whatever, or they've just got wore out. And they got, what's the word? Doug, you got it. Y'all got to be on this page with me, Temple. They got burnout. Okay? They just burn out and they got tired in the ministry and all, and they've just quit. Listen, you need to pray for your pastor. That's, you need to remember your pastor. We see that in Hebrews 13, verse number 7 and 17. Remember them. Be mindful of your pastor. Always keep them in prayer. Secondly, you need to praise your pastor. Turn me to 1 Thessalonians. I won't preach it. I just want to share this with you. If I have it, it's in my Bible somewhere. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 12 and 13. You need to praise your pastor. We beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you. This is talking about pastors. To know them which labor. The word labor means they toil till exhaustion. It's not just labor and just, well, you know the old story, I'm going out on visitation and his boat's named Visitation, you know. Okay, those that labor, they toil, hard labor, to know them, all right? And here's, now remember, I didn't write this. And to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake. You know what the word esteem means? It means to appreciate. To praise your pastor because they're working hard. They're watching your souls and they're taking care. So you need to pray for your pastor. You need to praise your pastor. Don't eat him for lunch when you go home on Sunday morning. Remember the story, and I got to quit. About a pastor stood up here. It's just a story. A pastor stood up and announced his resignation. He said, this is my last Sunday here. Everybody was crying and everything. Oh, yeah. And then an old lady, as they were leaving, she said, Pastor, we're really, really, really going to miss you. And the pastor said, well, I know. I said, but the next pastor will be just as good as me, if not better. And she said, yeah, that's what the last one said. You need to praise your pastor. Hold them in high esteem. Thirdly, you need to provide for your pastor. You need to pray, you need to praise, you need to provide in 1 Timothy chapter number 5, verse number 17 and 18. Remember, I did not write this. Let the elders that rule well, there's the key, they rule well. They rule well. They're not lazy, they're not bums, they're not just, they're laboring hard for the Lord. They're preaching God's word. Be counted worthy of double honor. And I'm not going to mention, you know what double honor means, and I'm moving on, okay? Especially those who labor in word and doctrine. And then he says, for the scripture says, thou shalt not muzzle the ox that treadeth out the corn, and labor is worthy of his reward. Again, provide for your pastor. And then third, boy, I could go, I got done. This is my last one. You need to protect your pastor. First, pray. Praise, provide for your pastor, and then protect your pastor. Look in verse number 19. Against an elder, that's a pastor, receive not an accusation, but before two or three witnesses. I could go on and on. You know, you need to protect your pastor. If somebody comes up to you and say, well, do you know about brother? Let me tell you about Brother Wall. Something. You need, wait right a minute. Bob says, get two or three other folk. And say it in their presence, and I promise you they don't say a word. You need to protect your pastor. One other quick thing, and I'm done, okay? I'll be done in 30 seconds. There's a pastor, we all know him. He pastored up in North Florida. A longtime pastor, had a great church, growing church, did a great thing. Somebody accused him of something that was not so. It was not so. But a church member accused him of something. Long story short, it was proven to be wrong, but he still had to leave that church because it was still in their mind. I just want, and it got out of the community. You know, people are going to believe a lie before they believe truth. So he could no longer minister in that wonderful church. He had to move. He moved to Alabama and the pastor of the church up in Alabama because he was accused of something and it got out there, spread, and it was not true. You need to protect your pastor. Amen, preacher. Our Father, we love you. We thank you for your word. And Lord, what we glean from Scripture, we thank you for this church, for the people, Lord, for the leadership, but most of all, we thank you for Jesus. He's the reason we're here. We're here. Lord, bless the morning hour. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, May God bless you richly, is our prayer.